Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello. Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, I am so excited because joining us this week is a woman who you may have had as your grammar school computer teacher, or another woman who you may have met when she found out I was trying to throw a party in high school when my parents were away. It's my mom, Putty Flynn, and my aunt Jean Wagner.
Hey, hey.
We let you back in. We let you back in.
She did. She did.
Glad to be here.
So how many podcasts have you done since you were on this one?
Zero.
Really? What do you perfect
exclusive? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So surprised. You know, we thought we would, you know, be asked everywhere, but no, it didn't happen.
Gary Gross, what are you doing? Fresh air, come on.
Leaving money on the table.
Now, I do have a question for you, ladies. Are you a fan in general of like mysteries?
I am.
Yeah.
British crime.
British crime.
Like
British...
a Midsummer Murders kind of thing?
Yes, well, those yes, two, yes. They're funny.
Are you?
Sure. I just read The Thursday Murder Club, which is a pretty delightful book set in a retirement village where there's a bunch of retired seniors who have a Thursday murder club where they do like, we're just into true crime. And then it turns out, once you believe there's an actual murder in the nursing home, and then they have to solve it. It's delightful.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's a fun one. And every chapter is like a page and a half. So you can get through this thing.
Oh, perfect.
An afternoon.
My kind of book.
Feels like you're doing so. You're just accomplishing so much.
Now, I know your son loves to like follow along with the mystery and like do all these points connect. Is the plot, high and tight? Sure. Do you feel that the same way when you watch a mystery? Are you trying to solve it or you just experience it?
Oh, no. When my husband and I watch pretty much every night with dinner, we always try to guess who the guilty person is. And sometimes I'm right.
At dinner?
Sometimes he's right. Well, we dine while we watch. We have dinner mystery theater.
Date night.
Oh, dinner mystery theater.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. You didn't
we
know
should
that,
go huh? to one of those live murder mystery like things that you can go to.
Yeah, the dinner experiences?
Yeah. It's like a dinner theater murder mystery. It's a lot of things
like
at once.
Have you guys been to dinner? I don't like, because I have a hard time focusing on like actors when I'm trying to eat something.
Oh, we always have the subtitles on.
Oh, that's good. That's
so it's not a problem. You can read while you chew.
You can slurp your soup. It's fine.
Doesn't matter how loud you are.
Yeah, that's right. It's good. It's all good.
Do you have a favorite? Like, what are these like mystery shows you're watching? Like a Law and Order, that kind of thing?
No, not Law and Order.
Oh, sorry.
No, we can't do any legal stuff.
No,
no, no, no, no, no.
Well, you know, my husband was a judge and he prosecuted stuff. So he's not so much into that. We like British crime.
I see. You know, a little more dignified.
Endeavor, Sherlock Holmes. I don't know if it's dignified, but as an accent.
Sure. It seems classy. You
know, anything with an accent is good. So, yeah. Yeah. If it's set in Australia. You know,
oh,
you know, that's always good. You know,
someone gets killed with a boomerang or something.
Yeah. a dingo ate your baby, perhaps.
That kind of thing. Yes, exactly. Or Paradise Island. Do you know Paradise Island?
No. Tell me about Paradise Island.
It's a fun mystery show. And everything is set on this wonderful island. Yeah.
Where people just keep wonderful. Getting murdered.
Yeah.
Oh, people get murdered so many different ways. Yes.
The creativity.
What a lovely island.
Oh, no, it's great. Place you want to visit.
Oh. We grew up, we watched Murder, She Wrote a lot. But at first, yes. When we were children, we would make fun of, we would just make jokes the whole time during it. My mom would be like, oh, you boys. You know, like, but now we watch, now I do love it. And now, like, I don't know, maybe she appreciates our humor more, although my mom is very funny too. But it is a fun show to scream at.
Oh, it's a great show. It's on every night at 11.
Yeah. 11?
Yeah, 11. It's on at 11. I can tell you what channel if I could only remember. Hallmark channel.
Agatha Christie was on last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're good.
She's good.
She's good.
She's awesome.
Good stories.
She is awesome.
Standing the test of time, that one.
Yeah, she does. Hercule Poirot. Yes. Yes, it's good. Not like the detective in this movie, though.
Oh, I see.
Benoit Blanc. Okay.
Well, maybe that's a natural segue.
That
I'm just going to, I see an off ramp. I'm going to take it.
Let's take it.
Today, we're talking about Glass Onion. John, what's the deal with Glass Onion?
Mark, let me tell you the deal with Glass Onion. It was written and directed by Rian Johnson. It's a sequel to the 2019 film Knives Out. And tech billionaire Miles Braun invites his friends for a getaway on his private Greek island. But when someone turns up dead, Detective Benoit Blanc is put on the case. The cast includes Daniel Craig, Edward Norton, Janelle Monáe, Katherine Hahn, Leslie Odom Jr., Jessica Henwick, Madeline Klein, Kate Hudson, and David Bautista. It was released on November 23rd, 2022. And A.O. Scott of the New York Times wrote, I can't say much about what happens in Glass Onion without giving away some surprises, but I can say that some of the pleasure comes from being wrong about what will happen next. And Dana Stevens of Slate wrote, Johnson's twist-packed script and sight-gag-packed frame offer something few contemporary blockbusters do, attunement to the audience's emotional response in the moment. It was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay at the 95th Academy Awards. It lost to Women Talking. And in January of 2023, that is this year, Johnson confirmed that he had started writing the script for a third film, slating that will be tonally and thematically different from the previous installments, and that he wanted to rename the series and add a Benoit Blanc mystery as subtitles to all future installments. And that is the deal with Glass Onion.
So, ladies, we asked you to pick a movie, and you chose Glass Onion. Why Glass Onion?
Because it was fun.
Fair enough.
It was fun. I didn't realize I had watched it before with my grandson, who reminded me that, yes, I had already seen it.
Yeah, we all watched it over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I forgot.
Clearly a precious memory.
Mark, can you see how all these times where I'm like, I think I want this movie. And you're like, come on.
Yeah.
This is where it comes from.
I see.
I think that's my son.
I remembered it was very fun, but I didn't remember the details. And now I want to watch it a third time because...
Well, it's still in your memory.
No, because I realized I missed a lot of stuff that would be fun to go back and like see
right.
It.
Did they actually catch do it. That in that moment? Did they do that? Yeah.
Yes. It was fun. Yeah. So it was kind of like to me, like a Hercule Poirot type of a movie, you know, where everybody gets together and there's something happening. Although
a locked, sealed location, you can't be stuck there in that one spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a place to be stuck. Oh, man.
Do a lot worse, right?
Do a lot worse.
If someone had to die while spending a weekend there.
Imagine if it was just like if it was like a Comfort Inn or something, you'd be like, this is a horror film now.
That's not like any Comfort Inn I've ever been to.
No. So it sounds like you're a big fan of this movie. You've seen it twice.
I've seen.
Well, you remember seeing it once, but who knows how many times you've seen it? Really,
she watches it once a week, yeah. With the subtitles on.
Sure, I'll guess the murderer this time.
Yeah, Gene asked me. Gene had to go home halfway through, and I. She said, "Is that really happening?" I said, "I can't tell you." And then I said, "No, it's not, but I don't remember what happens after that."
Fair enough.
So it was all right. You know, I didn't give it away.
So have you seen it? Have you seen it all the way through, Gene?
Yeah. So I had to go home because there was a big storm.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. So I had to get home before it got worse.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Fair.
And then we watched the last part together.
We did.
In separate places. Yeah. It was almost like a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Really special.
Yeah.
Had you seen it before?
No.
No.
And I won't watch it again.
No?
Oh, no.
Why is that?
No.
Because you remember it?
I don't know. The one lady reminded me of Marjorie Taylor Greene a little bit.
Sure.
Which one? Who did?
Catherine the Hahn, governor? Probably.
The governor from Connecticut?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She could have been a little worse, but she was getting there.
Oh, I don't think she's as bad as Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No one's that bad.
No,
that's
true.
I hope not.
But they sounds really... like we're both one big fan and one middling fan.
Yeah.
Glass Onion. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. What about you, John? What do you think of Glass Onion?
I loved it. I had seen it before with my mother.
Who forgot, obviously. But
yeah.
Okay.
It was last Thanksgiving, not that long ago.
It's almost
I think it's great. I loved Knives Out, and I think this one's great. I love these kind of murder mysteries. I think they're really fun. I think Rian Johnson does a great job. They're stylistic. They hold together, like, they're tight, like, script, like, all, like, the story all works. There's no, like, sort of, you know, yada yada this part. So I thought it was great. I had a great time rewatching it. How about you, Mark? What's your history with Glass Onion?
Well, this was my third time seeing it. I saw it the first time.
Okay.
I saw it the first time in the theater. Then I saw it over Christmas with my mom and dad.
Okay.
My mom thought it was clever and intense.
Okay.
So then this was my third time watching it. And I got to tell you, I'm officially over Glass Onion.
I don't need to see it again. Okay.
Once you know, when you start remembering who the killer is, like, the only thing you have is the characters. And I don't care about anyone but Benoit Blanc.
Sure.
I don't believe that any of these people are actually friends. This friend group makes no sense. I don't understand why any of these people are friends.
They're disruptors.
Why would they be friends with
it? It doesn't make any sense.
Although I love Janelle.
Janelle Monáe.
God. I thought she played the two people so very differently. I thought she was great.
Yeah, one had a believable accent and one didn't.
That's range. He's an actress.
That's I guess so. But
I just think once you know the murderer, I'm like, I'm just sitting with these like awful people. They're just like constantly screaming in my head. And I just found them really like in Knives Out. I root for Ana de Armas's character more than I have.
I never saw Knives Out.
I didn't see that either.
Okay.
I think I like Knives Out a lot more, but also I've only seen it once. Maybe I'll get it.
There you go.
Maybe I'll be fed up the third time of that too.
We'll find out.
I'm officially over. I never want to see it again. I'm done.
I liked the music, though.
The music is
great.
The music was great.
Very James Bond feel, like classic James Bond kind of sweeping. Isn't this beautiful? What we're showing you is kind of.
I would like to be. What was the guy's name who just kind of randomly showed up?
His friend,
Dustin or Duncan
or something.
The guy who lived there.
Daryl. He was just saying, that's who I want to be. He just
he's living life right.
He was.
Had no purpose. It's like, what?
No, he's like one of Rian Johnson's oldest friends, and Rian Johnson puts him in all of his movies.
Oh, that's why
he's in the movie. But he has nothing to do with the actual movie.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's a red herring.
I want to be that friend.
That's a good friend. Just put me up. Well, ladies, you may or may not know, but you might remember, we are looking for the gayest movies ever. So we have a complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge them. So we're going to go through a ton of categories at one point. You both are going to come up with a category collectively, and it will be added to the wheel.
What
does that mean? Don't worry about it. We'll get to it when we get to it. So this is our current top five gayest movies ever. In fifth place with a 90.37%, it's Madonna, Truth or Dare. In fourth place with a 92.20%, Showgirls. In third place with a 92.99%, The Bride of Frankenstein. In second place with a 93.21%, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And number one with a 94.83% is Female Trouble. And I should say the last movie you came in with here, The Beastmaster, is in 50th place with a 72.56%.
Yeah, she's never going to forgive me for that one.
Really?
So if you had to guess now, how well do you think Glass Onion's going to do?
Maybe within the top 50. I don't know. Maybe not.
Really? Better than Beastmaster?
Oh, I don't know.
Fair
it's
enough.
It's kind of hard how you guys judge things. Yeah.
There's a lot of categories.
Yes, there are a lot of categories. So.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Their first group of categories are the canon categories. So for these, we're each going to give it a score between 0 and 100. Then we'll take the average of all three of our scores. But Putty and Jane, again, you will both have to agree on a number.
Okay. We can do that.
We can do this.
Yeah, we can
do it. All right. So the first category, what do you guys want to give Glass Onion on a score of 0 to 100 in actual gay characters? Is there anyone who's actually gay in this movie?
Well,
Daniel Craig.
There's Benoit Blanc.
And boyfriend.
And
Peggy. We think Peg is gay.
You think Peg? Kate Hudson's assistant? Yeah.
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 We're going for Peg.
Yeah. I mean, it's right there in the name.
And that's not just because you have a sister named Peg.
No,
Peg.
Who's gay. No. Who's gay, but
she'll be happy we mentioned her.
Oh, well, I'll be very happy. a little biased, perhaps.
It's okay.
So we got Benoit Blanc. We see Hugh Grant for a hot second.
Yes, that was a fun thing.
And I think what's his name goes both ways.
Who? Which one?
Miles.
You think Edward Miles Norton? Goes both ways?
Ugh. Yes.
He's just too much of a bro to me. He's just a bro.
He's just a jerk.
As long as nobody knows about it, I think he'd go for it.
Sure.
On the down low. Thought it would get him somewhere.
Yeah,
I could see him being gay for pay, as it were. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to be if you're a billionaire.
But he steals ideas. So I bet if he thought like, oh, if I sleep with this guy, I can get something from him, then he would do it.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I don't think that comes out of a place for him of sexual desire, but more it's just like a power move.
No, he's
an just like a vacuum.
So,
I didn't think there was a lot of requirements to this question.
No.
I'm just putting it out there.
Sure, fair enough. Well, so what do we think on 0 to 100? We came up with a few.
Maybe 30.
No.
Not even 30?
No, I give it more than that.
Oh, you give it more than that? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want to give it?
60.
All right, she's going for 60. I'll
60.
Go
60.
Okay.
I'll go 50.
Okay.
I was going to go 50 as well.
All right.
It's mostly Benoit Blanc. Giving an average of 53.33, which is 33 points higher than the Philadelphia Story. How about that?
That's kind of easy, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty easy. Yeah, the math was easy to do, so that's why I brought it up.
Not the math, but the Philadelphia Story.
All right, our next category: gay icons. How are we doing on gay icons?
Go ahead.
Is Birdie J kind of a gay icon with her flamboyancy? The girl.
I think if she was like an actual character, she would be.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think she's too like awful and like
she's just
gays don't like any awful people.
No, but I think like the racism would be a deal breaker for most gays.
Sure.
She's just so dumb. I mean,
but I think just like the glamour of her, I think she would definitely have like her. She would be like a real housewife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think like gays like some awful.
Well, that's what I was just thinking that just her, you know, that whole thing of her, the party, whatever, that kind of thing.
Within the world of that. Also, I mean, we get cameos of Stephen Sondheim, Angela Lansbury.
Natasha Lyonne.
Serena Williams. Jackie Hoffman, who is David Bautista's mother. She's great.
Who?
Her name is Jackie Hoffman. She's like mostly a theater actress, but she's like a Broadway actress. But she does a lot of like, she pops
what
up
was
a lot
she,
of
Where
stuff.
Was she?
She was just in the very beginning. Dave Bautista, the big guy who gets murdered.
Yeah.
She plays his mother. She's the one who's like, it's this.
I loved
his
mother. Yeah, she smacked him in the face.
Yeah.
I felt so bad.
In real life.
Oh, wow.
She's only like 10 years older than him in real life.
I think eight is this.
Eight what years.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Well, there's another big icon, I would say, is Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn, definitely.
And Janelle Monáe, an actual person on the sexual spectrum. And I do think Angela Lansbury, we said, but also Benoit Blanc himself, I feel like, has a bit of a icon status.
Yeah,
Leslie Odom Jr. some points, Hamilton.
Sure.
A little bit for them.
The most boring gays love Hamilton, so they need something too.
Exactly.
Okay, then. So what was the question?
Gay icons.
Oh, then many. There were many. Yeah, okay.
So all we have to do is come up with a number?
Yep.
All you have that's pretty much for the rest of the show. All you have to do is come up with
one
a number.
One point a category, but everything else numbers.
She said 77. I was going to say 80, but I'll let you go with 77. Okay.
77.
Yeah.
I'll go 82.
All
82.
Right.
I'll go 70. Given an average of 76.33, which is 9 points higher than Rebecca.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Everyone's fascinated by that.
Wait a minute. Rebecca's upstairs.
Rebecca. That's right.
It's a different Rebecca.
I have a sister named Rebecca.
Oh, I see. Well, her gay icon.
I'm a very big family, so every name that comes up will.
Would you say your sister's Rebecca's gay icon status is around a 67?
That sounds it might be a little higher, actually.
I
think that's a little too high for Rebecca.
Oh, too high for Rebecca. Maybe she puts out a pop single. Well, all right, that's it. Next category. The queer gaze. How much are we seeing, queer imagery for a queer audience?
David Bautista has got some very nice looks. Like, there's that thing where
if you're into that kind of thing.
Sure.
Not the peck thing. Oh, okay.
But like, he's by the pool and he's got those pants. It's like they're pants, but they're like the thighs are exposed.
It's
like
actually just a sarong. It's just kind of how it falls. Okay. Because you see that same thing in another shot.
But he has the gun in there. And
he does. Overcompensating.
A little bit. Now, he didn't play the guy in Moana, did he?
No, that's The Rock.
The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson. But they do the same kind of thing with the peck thing.
They have a very similar silhouette, yes.
Okay. Reminded me of that, you know?
I do think Benoit Blanc's clothes, like his wardrobe, is like the gayest looking thing. Really fun tailoring, classic looks. Mm-hmm. Still dashing.
What was with the bandana around the neck? Wow. Yeah.
You don't like the bandana?
It's a nice, fun accent piece.
No, not really.
I think it's cute. I love a guy with a bandana.
That?
I think it's cute, yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's got like forest ranger, you know, like
something jaunty about it.
I'm a marshal in the old west kind of thing.
I think their bandanas were a little bigger, you know, so they
maybe because I'm born and raised in the west, so I'm used to these aesthetics.
Oh, you're used to those things. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Well, what do we want to give for the queer guys? I think we're pretty sure Rian Johnson is very straight. So,
yeah.
Okay.
But he lets the men look sexy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, they're not like unsexy.
No, that's true. And the women too were definitely sexy. But of course that's from a different point of view.
That's true.
But we don't care about that here.
Well, you said the gay thing. It could be either way.
That's true.
I mean, you know, I have to say when Kate Hudson came out with her little red bikini thing and her she strutted out there. I mean, that was, you know.
Good for her.
It is funny though when like then she sees like whiskey like emerge from the pool and like Kate Hudson looks incredible. Like, what are you talking about? Shut up, like, Kate Hudson.
You're fine.
You're fine. You're amazing.
You're more than fine. Exactly.
An alien species over here. I don't need to hear about how you feel insecure, Kate Hudson.
Your body.
Right.
So queer gaze. G-A-Y-Z-E, a fun spelling that makes
sense.
Can you
go first?
Sure, I'll go first. I'll give it a 40.
40. No way. I'll give it a 20.
What are you going for? What do you think?
You pick one this time.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'll go in between. I'll go 30.
30. All right. Okay. Diplomat. Giving it an average of 30.
30.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Which is, what can I do here? Oh, 4 points higher than Rockstar. That's not right. Okay. That's because John tanked those scores. All right, our next category, the Mike Pence anxiety scale. How much anxiety do you think this movie would give Mike Pence?
Oh, man, like 100.
You think?
Oh, man.
I don't think he could get through the movie.
Why is that?
What do you think's bothering him?
Oh, my God. All those women in bikinis and stuff. Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure. All the sex and flesh on display.
Right.
Oh, man.
I think overall, though, I think this is, as you all have shown, it is a movie for the whole family. You know what I mean? Like, it's not particularly racy.
No, but there's like a lot of drinking. There's murder.
But no one even gets drunk. And the murder's fairly bloodless.
I don't know.
It's literally bloodless.
I don't think he could handle the flesh. I don't know.
I think he'll
just all the eye candy.
No, nobody cares for anybody in this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to give him
a call? He's very preachy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't buy this movie at all. Where's mother in all this?
Yeah. Right?
He would like the mother.
Yeah,
he would say she was like, right on. Yeah. He would be okay with
he
her.
He loves being
spat. That exactly what it would
right.
be. Yeah. Although he would have gone along with his whole podcast thing about, you know, women being only
he would
good
have.
For the he would
oh,
have,
right,
he would
yeah.
have been good for that. Yeah, he would have been okay for that.
Yeah.
He would have been a little embarrassed about the boob thing, but
sure.
But he would have been okay about the philosophy. Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm going to say 60.
60.
60. What do you think?
Sure.
I'll go 55.
Okay.
55. I'm going 40. I think he's okay.
You go 40? You think he'd be okay with it?
I think
you
want to
send it. You want to send him a text?
Absolutely. He hasn't responded to my last few.
Oh, okay.
He's ghosted me.
Yeah. Shame on him.
I know. Hey, got a 51.67, which is 11 points lower than Almost Famous. All right. Our next category, Hell on Heels. How are we doing on Feisty Ladies?
We got a bunch. We got Jackie Hoffman.
Yeah.
We got
Birdie J
Hong.
Is a nightmare.
Yeah.
He's a nightmare. Hudson. Well, Janelle, I mean, she's feisty. I mean, heck.
Yeah. Yeah. When they start smashing all this stuff.
Yeah. I think you got some good feisty ladies. Peg?
Very feisty.
Peg's kind of holding her own.
Peg stood up to, she yeah. stood up to
she's
a few things.
Smashing some things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like,
I say 83.
Yeah. I'm good with
we're going 83. I'm
83.
For the feisty ladies.
Boom. Boom.
I'll go 85.
85.
All right.
I'll go 84. Right.
Okay.
Given an average of 84. That's how the math works, which is 1 point lower than Tootsie.
Okay. That's not bad.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Our next category, drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch this movie and come away with a whole book of ideas?
Yeah, I think so. Kate Hudson's fashion.
I Janelle think Kate Monáe. Hudson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could do.
I think the hair. On that girl. What's her?
Who?
Just the hair.
Oh, Andy.
The
Andy's
way that
hair?
Girl's hair was.
That hair.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Something with the hair.
Oh, yeah.
There was some good hair in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Benoit Blanc has the best clothes, though. Like, I think he has the most distinct
looks. I don't
know. Looks.
Janelle Monáe has some great clothes.
He has some
in this.
Beautiful.
They're okay. They all just kind of look like resort chic. You know, there's nothing like
it's like really very chic resorts.
Oh, now this
I know, but it's on that. She looks incredible.
She's expensive. That's what she's got.
Yeah. They look expensive, but they're all kind of a little conservative to me, like in terms of there's nothing truly outlandish, you know.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You'd want to be outlandish for that.
But Kate Hudson's hat by the pool, that's crazy.
Yes, that was a great hat. And the bikini. Yeah, that'd be good.
And her sort of dress, that's her sort of like rainbow dress that she's like twirling around in.
A rainbow dress. Absolutely.
Absolutely. But drag queen doesn't want a rainbow dress.
I don't know. I would think it would be a tall
and
wonder.
You know three drag queens, so
at least
wow,
we know at least one.
That's true.
We do.
I know one. Who
oh,
do
you know two.
I know two.
Oh, we know two. Or maybe we know three.
Oh, so oh,
secret
yeah,
drag queens.
Yeah, we do.
Is there a side of Rebecca we don't know about? Maybe you gotta juice those gay icons numbers.
So what was the question?
Drag queen
inspiration.
I want to give him a 68.
I'll go to her.
Okay. All right, 68.
I'll go 72.
I thought there was a lot of there was a lot of potential.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of great fashion in this.
I'll go 60. Give an average of 66.67, which is 20 points lower than Sense and Sensibility.
Oh,
really?
That had a lot of ruffles.
Sense and Sensibility.
Oh.
okay.
All right. Finally, the last of the canon categories. On a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend Glass Onion to a gay person?
I think if you like murder mysteries, then I would say definitely check it out. And especially since like Benoit Blanc is the only just out gay murder.
I would recommend the movie just in general because I think it's really fun to watch. Whether you're gay or not, I mean,
but if you're like talking to a gay person, they're like, "Oh, I've never seen Glass Onion." How likely are you to be like, "Oh my God, you have to see it"?
Well,
not very much, Aunt Jean.
Just because you're gay, I would say it wouldn't be that high, but I would say it would be a great movie to see just in general. So
I would say if you have some time on your hands, sure.
Sure.
2 hours and 10 minutes to be exact. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
All right. Your number, your turn. Okay.
35.
I would say like, do you like murder mysteries? And if they say, yeah, sure. Then I would say like, you should definitely check it out. So for that, okay. I'll give it a 65.
Ooh, okay.
But you would agree it's not a particularly gay movie, I don't think.
Benoit Blanc is gay, but it's also the last time Stephen Sondheim and Angela Lansbury are in a movie. You get to see Jackie Hoffman. You know what I mean? Like,
awesome,
there's a lot of fun stuff in there.
But I don't
look.
You've never seen anyone at their best. You're like, this is this is the first Sondheim thing you gotta watch. You know what I mean? Like, if you're picking top 10 Sondheim, I don't think Glass Onion's making the cut.
Well, performances, maybe.
There's not a lot of performances.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'm over this movie, so I'm going to give it a 25.
My friend. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Ben.
I saw it 3 times in the last 6 months.
I guess three's the charm.
But
huh?
You really liked it after the first time.
The first time I did, but then now I'm like, I can't undo what has been done. You know what I mean? Like, the thread has been
pulled. The toothpaste cannot go back into the
exactly.
tube.
Well, it's not going to surprise you anymore.
Right. And but if I love, like, I could see myself rewatching Knives Out because I think I liked those characters more. Like, it was fun just to spend time with those characters. Well, this batch was a little more insufferable to me.
True.
I found them more
obnoxious. But I also think they were, for the most part, fun. Like, I thought Kate Hudson was fun to watch.
Like everyone siloed in their own movie. Like, I never bought the friend group. The whole reason.
No,
the
plot,
I just don't buy it. So it's kind of hard to invest in. Like, it all feels like manufactured. The whole movie is also a little like cutesy. It's a little like, aren't we being clever a little bit? You know, aren't we? Which I find kind of annoying. It's a little insufferable.
I felt like they were all part of a college study group. That's the only reason
forced
they were
together.
They were forced together. They would never have chosen each other unless they were in the same class and they had to do a study group. I mean, that to me was why they
it's
were
like
there
community.
The
basically.
Anyway,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. Because they were so different.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we are into the wheel categories.
Okay,
the
then. Spinning wheel.
So these categories are categories previous guests have brought in. We put them all in this wheel, which is an app on my phone. We're going to spin
Look
it once.
Look at how big that wheel has
got.
They're too blown away.
Oh my gosh.
So whatever category pops up, we will use such a movie. Then Mark and I will pick a category from the wheel. Then we have a listener wheel we'll spin. And finally, you two will come up with a category which we will use to judge this movie and then add to the wheel and potentially use to judge future movies with. Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Use of leather.
Is there any leather?
I didn't think they had any leather.
Not a big leather movie.
Remember,
everyone's too vegan. The only reason the flashback, there's a scene where Edward Norton is dressed like Tom Cruise's character Magnolia.
Oh, right.
And he has like the black leather vest on.
Yes. So there's that. I'm sure there's some leather belts.
They made such an impact.
Indeed.
I'm going to say it's really, really low.
I think so. Yeah.
Like 10.
Can I just throw a stretch out here?
Please.
Yes.
We love stretches.
Did anybody except me see some really strange animal that was carrying all the suitcases go
the
by.
The robot. It's a robot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And weren't they all leather suitcases on that weird animal?
I bet there were.
You're right.
Okay.
That was just like a freak in the middle of the movie.
Okay.
I don't even know what that was about.
Okay.
I'm going leather on the animal.
Nice.
You have to give it a number.
Thank you.
I think you have to pick a number.
What, five?
Five. I'll give it a 10.
Okay. 10. I'll give it a 5. Giving it a 6.67. Putty, when you think of the things you're proud of your son, how, where does the size of the category wheel rank?
I think it's amazing because it means you guys have been doing this a long, long time.
There you go.
I think that's awesome. Yeah. Because in the very beginning, there were only a couple on
the wheel.
Yeah, it was more like a coin toss.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's great.
All right, now we're just, go ahead.
I was going to say, I had to go and see the list of the movies that you've done because
it's a long list.
It is a long list. And I'm like, oh, I would have done that. Oh, that one's been done. Oh, that one's been done. Oh, that one's been done. Now, oh, that
you really want to do Total Recall.
No, but really? Die Hard was on the list.
Really? You're a Die Hard fan? I love, Die Hard. Are you an action movie fan?
I like Bruce Willis.
Really? Yeah. I love a Bruce Willis movie.
Oh, sure. He's awesome.
Death Becomes Her?
Death Becomes Her was fun. That was
Death
fun.
Death Becomes Her is a fun one.
Yeah. The Witches of Eastwick was fun, too. There's a lot of good movies on that one.
Well, now we're into host choice on the wheel.
Okay. So did you have any choices?
The only thing I said was cheerworthy cameos.
There's that one. I thought that one. I also thought flashback is one of our categories. A big portion of this movie is a flashback.
I hate flashbacks.
Okay. Well, that is a category. And then the other one,
I was like, this movie is moving forward. Then we're doing a 30-minute flashback. Yeah. Oh, my God. We were making progress. And then now we got to do this detour into the past.
Okay. So it sounds like you came in with a real open mind to this one, Mark.
For the third time?
It's not the movie's fault. The other one I think would do very well in is Shattered Glass.
Oh, sure.
Wow. I think this is up there.
We might win on that one.
That was an awesome scene.
Let's do Shattered Glass.
Let's do Shattered Glass.
Okay. All right. Shattered Glass. That was awesome. They just smashed it all. It was the best.
I'm not sure what the statues were, but I thought, wow, that was so satisfying. You just pick them up and just smash.
Right. That must have been a fun day on set.
I'll bet. And I bet it was a one take only.
Well, what would you guys give Glass Onion and Shattered Glass?
98.
No.
98.
I'm going full 100.
100.
Okay.
I'll thread the needle and go 99.
Okay. There you go.
How about the desk and the chairs that were in glass? They were gorgeous.
Yeah.
The only thing that's weird this time, too, when they're like, oh, you will now be associated with the destruction of the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was a secret that even had the Mona Lisa.
But it's going to come out. The Mona Lisa's destroyed. Yeah. People are going to be like,
isn't the real one still in the Louvre?
No,
there is one still in the Louvre.
They're probably going to tell anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to
flip it out.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think anybody's going to say. Yeah.
So that just didn't have quite the impact. On the third time, I'm like, wait, this doesn't really make sense.
No, there's a couple other things that don't quite make sense either, actually.
Especially when it's supposed to be the big final, got you moment. I'm like, well, I'm sure he could just pay enough money to cover this up. He's a Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa.
He has it already. He already
has it
on
loan. Yeah.
No, he's
not covering this up.
He didn't say it was a loan. They said that his was the real and the. I thought this was the real, but there was still one in the loop.
Mark, you need to watch this movie again. No. Get all these details.
Because the impression was there's the fake one is in the Louvre.
You're correct.
Yeah, any other one.
There was something in the Louvre taking the place, but he has the real one.
So it is a secret, though, that nobody knows that he has
but
the
But it would
one.
Get out. It would definitely
Why?
Get out. And he because
this didn't get out.
Know.
We're going to tell him. We saw it in the movie.
People are going to see it in the movie.
His friends are finally.
This is what happens when you watch it on the third time and you're not like paying attention to the dialogue anymore. Yeah. Like, I don't like these. I don't care. All right. Now we're into the listener
category. So this is another wheel that listeners have submitted categories to. We're going to spin
this. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's a new wheel.
Yep. That's a new one.
Okay.
Confusing to straight people.
Not really.
Is this anything?
Were you too confused?
No. I was confused.
I was confused anyhow.
Well, I was confused. I was confused about the fact that since Miles knew he had killed Andy.
Uh-huh.
So when she shows up at the island, it's like, how come he doesn't like right away say, you're dead? How can you be here? You know, like,
yeah,
later on in the movie, I'm like, why did you call her out on that? I didn't quite understand that, unless he thought she recovered somehow.
I think because there would be no movie if he did.
Exactly.
That.
Well, it wasn't that he poisoned her. And so then it was like, yeah. Oh, maybe she didn't die.
Maybe
her
she
death
didn't die.
Didn't so come that, out in the.
So he was surprised. To see, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But I agree. I don't think there's anything in this that, like, as a straight person, be like, wait, what's happening? And you'd be like, oh, that's Stephen Sondheim.
I really like Serena Williams. I thought that was
Serena great. Williams.
That's a fun one.
That was great because I didn't expect her to all of a sudden start talking. It's like, oh, okay. Well, that was fun. But no, I would say zero. Well. Did you think anything was confusing? I don't think so.
Well,
yeah,
I thought
I thought it was confusing.
No, no, no.
Why are we watching this?
No.
I think we should come back with a different movie.
No, wait. Restate the question. You said the question was
the category is
confusing to straight people.
Well, not anymore. Less than
not a just generally confusing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys want to stick with zero?
Well, no, she's obviously confused. So we better go a little higher.
It's been a long day.
All right. Sure, what do you want to go for? How confused were you?
Yeah, I wasn't confused.
You were confused?
But that's why we have this cheat sheet.
Fair enough. Hey, we got a whole page of notes ourselves. You're not alone.
Do you want to say 10?
Sure.
All right, she'll go for 10.
We'll go for 10.
We won't go for
10.
We'll go for 10.
I'll give it 10 as well.
Okay. 10.
Wow.
I'll give it a 1.
Okay.
I don't think that it's any more confusing to straight people than it would be to gay people.
It's yeah,
not like,
exactly.
It's not like it's steeped in gay. And I should say, right. this category comes from our listener, Danny Cohen, who also composed our theme song.
Nice.
And that's very cool.
That's fun. And if you want to submit a category, you can find a link to the Google form in our show notes. So submit more categories. We're ready.
Okay.
All right. Now it is time for you two to come up with a category that we can use to judge how gay this movie is in all future movies when we throw it on the wheel.
What do you think is a category we can use?
I should say the last category you came up with from Beastmaster was bondage. So I don't know where your guys' heads were at last time.
We did pretty good, didn't we?
Yeah,
you really did.
I think that's why we got asked back.
I think so.
Yeah.
We were into bondage.
These kinky ladies really were a hit.
Leather's out, bondage is out.
Yeah, all the fun stuff.
Yeah. Didn't see any whips.
You didn't see any whips. I didn't see any whips either.
Whips or chains.
There were guns.
No,
there was a gun.
Fashionable neckwear.
Oh,
she doesn't think it was fashionable though.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. We can give it a low value.
Fair enough.
Well, does it have to be gay? I mean,
well, it's
preferably.
It's meant to be like a category to help judge how gay
the movie is. All right, let's see.
Well, how can we work the doc into this somehow? Because that was about as gay as you get.
Oh, right.
That was spectacular, outrageous.
Yeah. But I don't know how to word it.
It's almost like disgusting displays of wealth or something, you know, like.
Yeah, because the desk and chair.
Well, it's tacky,
like that.
And I think there's a camp element to
that. How ostentatious was
ostentatious wealth?
Yeah,
that was good.
Yes.
Like when they first said that they had come to PC's, was it Pisces Shite Island.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
later you realize they were saying it was a piece of shit. Yeah. And it was like, oh, okay. So, but yeah, I like that ostentatious, because that the desk and the chair, you had to walk up and then go up a couple of steps and then yeah. sit up there like you were king of the world right. with nothing around.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the dock that had, did they have Poseidons at the end? When it
yeah, it looked like some sort yeah,
that was like,
of
yeah.
Grecian motif.
Right. Yeah.
And just the glass onion itself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You okay.
You know what movie would do well in this category, John, is Fox and His Friends.
Oh, it would. You're right. Yes, it would very much so.
Let's go watch that one.
Very different.
Okay.
That one might be confusing to straight people.
Okay.
What is it called? Fox and Friends?
Fox yes. and His Friend. Not Fox and Friends. We are not telling you to watch Fox and Friends.
Absolutely not.
Oh, Fox and
not Fox and the Hound. No, not that one.
It's a German movie from the 70s. Oh, so wow. Very different.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll bet it's a lot better.
It is
in some ways.
All right. Well, you can work.
Way.
All right.
So, what do you want to give Glass Onion for ostentatious displays of wealth?
Oh, pretty high.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
94.
Yeah.
94.
Yeah. I'll give it 100. I think the okay. whole it's all okay.
100. In some ways, also the movie itself is an ostentatious display of like Netflix's wealth. Which sure. is, we support the WGA. Come on. All these CEOs are making all the money they make to pay for all of the writers' demands. These this studios are disgusting. Anyway, I'm going to move on. Now we're into the bonus categories.
Okay.
Extra, extra.
So these categories, as their name implies, is bonus. So it's just extra credit. So if it doesn't do well in these categories, it doesn't work against the overall score, but we're going from 0 to 10, and it's that percentage bonus points it gets.
Okay.
All right, the first one, musical potential. Could you see a musical being made out of Glass Onion?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think.
Definitely.
Fun.
Sure.
Are there whodunit musicals?
Yeah, there's a bunch. There's,
it would be a lot of fun.
It would be. There's
Can you imagine?
Mystery of Edwin Drood.
To the music.
Mm-hmm.
City of
Angels.
Think so.
There's a bunch, yeah.
City of Angels? Is that based on that Meg Ryan movie?
No.
Totally different.
It's a rare musical that's not based on anything else. It's its own original story.
And it's a whodunit.
There's that. There's Lucky Stiff. There's Women in White. Something's Afoot. There's a bunch.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it's also like it's pretty much one location. You know, cast of probably like, what, 8 or 9?
Only several scene changes. You
yes.
Know?
Right, yeah.
You could do a quick turnaround.
Miles yeah, could do a whole number up in his desk room.
Yeah. Big tap dance.
In his office.
Mm-hmm. With his car.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would just make sense just to make it all Beatles songs. Like, just make it a jukebox musical.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I had to go back and listen to that song because I didn't realize that was a Beatles song.
Because it's off the White Album, I think.
Yep. I looked that up. So I would know.
Okay.
So I know the answer to
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't even ever refer to your notes okay. on that one.
I was kind of surprised for a minute.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, what do you want to give Glass Onion for musical potential? 0 to 10 now.
8.
An 8?
I'm good with 8.
I'm going to give it an 8. I think it'd be fun.
Okay.
I'll give it a 9.
Okay.
9. I don't like the characters anymore, except for Benoit Blanc. So I'll give it a 4.
You don't want it to okay. be a musical. That's the
yeah,
thing.
Certainly. I don't need any more Glass Onion in my life. But I would see the next one. I'd okay. see the next Benoit Blanc movie.
Okay.
Maybe
I would
not
too.
3 times within 6 months, okay, but I would yeah. see it.
I think too.
I think I might mm-hmm. have to go and watch Knives Out.
Knives Out's great.
That.
You should definitely watch that.
Yeah.
So we'll watch that.
All right, hey, got a 7% musical potential, not bad, which is 2 points lower than Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, well, that just cries for a musical.
All right, our next category, Yas Queen. Were there any moments where you said, Yas Queen?
I think so. I think in the beginning when Janelle Monáe just like takes
smashes the box.
A smash to that invitation
I
box.
I love that scene. That was great. That was great.
All the
I
think her whole character, and... yeah.
And his mother. I love
the mother.
Mother.
Yeah, Jackie Hoffman,
mother was
of course.
Great. She was great with her laundry basket.
And then also destroying the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Janelle Monáe's whole character, like her journey, it's just like, yeah, you go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. She got her revenge. Good mm-hmm. for her.
Yeah.
She burned it all down.
She did.
She did, man.
We were rooting for her all the way through. So, will you call it a Bronx queen?
Yas queen. What's a Bronx queen? Or who is this Bronx queen? Is that the third drag queen you know?
Wasn't she a grammar school teacher? And
yeah,
is that what she said she was?
Mm-hmm. That's why she was so powerful.
Yeah, so that was that.
She was a teacher.
She's used to dealing with immature babies.
That's right. She knew how to handle them. So, yeah.
Well, what do you want to give it for? Yes, queen moments or Yas queen moments or Bronx queen moments?
Good.
I go for nine. I thought she was nine. Great.
Yeah, I'll go eight.
Eight. I too will go eight.
Okay.
Give an average of 8.33, which is 0.33 points higher than Tootsie.
Okay.
All right. Next one, Messy Diva. How are we doing on Messy Divas?
I think Kate Hudson, you got to give it
to her. Oh, she's definitely Kate a mess. Hudson.
Yeah.
She was a mess.
Yeah, she's the messiest and the diva.
And Edward Norton is a diva.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He is. He's not a mess. He's just,
he made a mess.
He did make a mess.
He's a stupid creep.
Yes, he did that. He did that.
Do we think Annie is a messy diva? Because at the end, she does make a big mess.
That's true. Breaking
all that glass.
Smashing all those statues. Yeah.
But she had a good reason to do
that. That's true.
Okay.
I don't know if she'd call dislike her a diva a messy either.
She inspired the other people to pitch in, which I thought was great.
Yeah. If we all do it together.
So it depends on how you use the term messy. Like, creating a mess, yeah, that's pretty high.
Sure.
Yeah. Messy individually, that would be more.
Claire was a messy diva. Claire was the governor.
The governor, yeah.
Kind she a was mess. A total mess.
All that beige.
She thought she was all that, but she really
wasn't. No, she wasn't.
All that at all. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's give it a good high score.
All right, you go.
Give it an eight.
Eight. We'll go
eight. I'll go seven.
Okay. Seven. I'll go eight.
Okay.
Giving it a 7.67, which is 4 points higher than Rockstar, everyone's favorite movie. Mm-hmm. All right. Our next category, macabre. How macabre is Glass Onion? Well, there's some murders.
There's murders. There's like a pretending to be murdered. There's a lot of macabre in this.
I guess I always think of Edgar Allan Poe macabre, and
I it's not quite there. It's a little sunny. And...
Yeah, it's not quite there.
We don't
really
care who's dead in this movie.
No, it's more comedy than like, you know, heavy drama.
Right. I think that's weird that like, when they're on the dock and they shoot and Ethan Hawke is there for one scene.
And he's
just shooting something in their throats.
So they don't have to wear a mask anymore. Yes. That was a clever thing to get rid of the mask thing for COVID.
Sure.
You know, how are we going to get rid of the mask? Yeah. I know. We'll just shoot something.
It takes place during
mouth.
The pandemic. That's kind of macabre.
That's macabre.
That's true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put this on at Halloween, though.
No.
You would? No?
No, no. Absolutely not.
Oh, no. No, it's not a Halloween-y kind of thing, no.
Too sunny.
I don't think it's
too many beautiful
macabre.
Vistas. But I mean, like, the Mona Lisa is destroyed. That's kind of dark.
It's dark, but is it macabre?
I don't know. I don't think it's macabre. It's more unfortunate, I would say.
Haunting. Right.
Tragic, maybe, but I don't
know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? 22? I think we're
to 10, isn't it?
It's a 10.
Zero to
a
10,
two?
Yeah.
A 2? Not even a 2?
Let's give it a 4.
You're going to give it a 4?
I'm bad for it. How about that?
I feel bad.
How about when the thing got shot with the big, remember that thing at the dinner table?
Yeah,
the arrow, the crossbow.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that,
well, that was
blood.
Pretty odd. That's true.
All right. Well, 4. I heard 4. Okay. Sticking with 4.
Yeah, I'll go 4 as well.
Okay.
4.
All right,
go 3.
Then.
Okay.
Giving it a 3.67, which is 0.67 points higher than The Incredible Shrinking Woman. Remember that with Lily Tomlin?
Yeah.
Knew. Oh,
we did.
I think you're the first two guests who remember that movie. So
really?
Congratulations. Yeah.
Lily Tomlin,
people remember that movie.
Awesome. She was so good. Yeah.
All right,
but
now
that
we're
was
into
macabre.
That was a little macabre. The last of the canon categories: gay actors playing gay roles. The only one I came up was Sondheim.
He's not really playing a role, but yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's credited in the movie.
That's true.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Two.
You're giving it even that high, huh? Okay. I'll go with you.
I'll give it a one.
Yeah. One. I'll also give it a one.
We can give it a one if you want to.
No, okay. No, you follow your heart.
You spoke first. You're good.
It got a 1.33, tying it with Almost Famous. All right, we're into the iconic categories.
All right, so these categories are bigger, sort of broader, more farther reaching. So it's 0 to 300 for these categories.
God.
I know, right? I really turn it around.
We should have warned you ahead of time and not just sprung this on you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, the first one. What do you want to give Glass Onion on a scale of 0 to 300 in homoeroticism? John, would you like to discuss the homoeroticism with your mother?
I think, you know, we get Daniel Craig in the bathtub with that fez.
That's not homoerotic. For Rockstar, you're like, a man was alone. It can't be homoerotic.
He wasn't alone. He was on a Zoom with Stephen Sondheim.
He had four people on his Zoom call.
No.
Yeah. We got shooting a gun in people's mouths. There's something kind of vaguely homoerotic about that. Okay. We got all that, you know, just the way Daniel Craig sort of like goes into the pool. We've got David Bautista's, you know, his
sarong.
Yeah,
he did his thing.
There's a little bit. It's not super homoerotic, but there's a little bit of eye candy.
The only thing I was going to say, if your movie's going to have something called the hourly dong, it should be a lot more homoerotic.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny that the person who does that gets a special credit.
Yeah, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Like, okay. And
he probably made more money than I did all year
doing that. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I give it a 50 on a basis of 300.
50.
Yeah, I'll go 55.
35.
I feel pretty good because I was pretty close to John.
Yeah.
I can't believe all the homework John did.
Are we talking about right now or his life?
Both.
I'm talking before the show.
He's always doing homework.
I'll give it a 15. Give it an average of 40, which is 6 points higher than Tootsie. All right. Our next one, Queer 101. Is this movie an essential queer movie? If you're teaching a class on Queer 101, would you include Glass Onion?
No,
you simply can't.
No.
There's no reason to.
No.
There's a little bit, just the fact that the detective is gay, is an out gay.
But he's like played by a straight man, written by a straight man.
Yeah, but there's still something.
Like an afterthought.
I don't think it's an afterthought.
It definitely was. It's an afterthought after Knives Out. They're like, oh, maybe we should lean into what everybody wants to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Was he not gay in the first movie?
No, but everyone wanted him to be just because like the dandy-ish accent. He's a bit of a dandy.
His accent was horrible.
Yeah.
But fun.
Yeah, but it's like, what? He was James Bond. Like, how could he sound like that? Like 10 points out of 300, if even. I don't know. This is a 300.
This is not the movie I would pick if I wanted to introduce people to queerness.
No.
I'm sure there's a whole lot better ones.
Yeah.
Yes. So a 10, I heard. What about you, John?
I'll give it, because it's Sondheim's last appearance, I will give it a 15.
15.
Okay.
I'll give it a 5.
Okay.
Give it an average of 10.
All right.
Okay.
Which is, 68.33 points lower than Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Okay.
And rightfully so.
Thank you. All right. Now it's the last of the iconic categories. Camp factor. How campy is Glass Onion?
Oh, I think there's a lot of camp stuff.
There's a lot of camp going on in this.
Yeah.
And we have up to 300 on this question?
That's correct.
You do.
Huh. Let's go for a little something exciting.
Oh, I think it's over 200.
Live a little.
What would you say?
Come on. Let's go 210.
Okay.
210. 215?
215.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of camp. I mean, the fashion, just the ridiculousness of it all, the sort of like smashing all the glass statues at the end, wearing a fez in a bathtub. There's a lot of campy stuff.
The place was outrageous. Yeah.
I will also go 215.
215.
Okay. Ooh.
Ha! Huh. You're with us.
Yeah.
Woohoo, we did good.
You're on our team.
All right, I got a quick list of campy things I noticed. So here we go.
Let's
elaborate
hear.
elaborate puzzle boxes, Uber and biospheres, multiple split screens, a men's rights YouTuber with an overbearing mother, subtle magic eye technology, explaining a fugue, Sondheim with his background blurred, girls named Whiskey, disrespecting the Beatles, stupid plastic furniture, people who call themselves disruptors, misguided Beyonce tributes, rich people with bad taste in art, Jeremy Renner's small batch hot sauce, spoiling a mystery, having the actual Mona Lisa, Janelle's shaky southern accent, getting drunk off of Jared Leto's kombucha, using a dabby emoji in business correspondence, and finally, too many flashbacks. I'll give it a 140.
Really?
40.
Yeah.
After all that, huh?
Did you not love the puzzles? Did you not think that was so much fun?
I like the puzzle box. Yeah, I think the puzzle box is fun.
Hi.
It's included in my one. That's 35 points of the 140.
Okay.
That's doing the puzzle elaborate puzzle box is doing all the heavy lifting here.
Okay, there we go. Sure. Okay.
I got an average of 190 on Cam Factor, which is 2.67 points higher than Demolition Man.
Ha.
Okay.
All right, finally, we're into the crown jewels.
Okay, so these categories we don't rate, we just say yes or no.
Okay.
The first one, a 50% bonus for a positive portrayal of homosexuality. Does Glass Onion have a positive portrayal of homosexuality?
No.
I would say yes.
No.
Okay.
I think it doesn't have a negative.
But he's like
one.
The best
it doesn't
character
have a negative.
In it.
He's but it's not really about his gayness or anything. It's just like a, in one no, scene. And it's then, just,
yeah.
I don't think there's enough.
I don't know. I think he's a smart character. He like really helps Janelle Monáe. I don't know. I think I would say yes.
I would say yes. Mm-hmm. In that it there is no negative. So,
there's no negative, yeah. But there's also, I don't think it's that big of a, it's
I
not
don't think
enough
he's gay
me.
Enough to raise
Thank
yes.
you. Gene
those,
and I agree.
Those neckerchiefs, you don't think those are gay enough?
No.
You don't think
I
it's
think
great
that's
fashion, his
poor
fashion?
Fashion sense.
That's not positive?
Because you could remove Hugh Grant and like the movie wouldn't change at all. You know what I mean? It's not like an integral to the
but
movie.
But he's in the movie,
plot.
So.
But it's so small. It's like, I'm just saying it doesn't. Link
well,
hold
have,
the movie together in
but
any
you don't
way.
Have you don't have an answer that says neither.
This is true. It's one of the
so,
other.
So it depends on how you're, you know.
We'll go with a yes only because it's her son.
Fine. It shouldn't
Thank
this
you.
Is wrong.
Thank
it
you.
Shouldn't. This is wrong. Let the record show this is incorrect.
Oh. The guy who came in grumpy to the movie is unhappy. Okay.
I wasn't grumpy when I started it. I was grumpy an hour and a half when
but
it got to the first
But you're blaming the movie
because
you watched it two other times. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I experienced the movie itself and I'm judging the movie I experienced. Is that so wrong?
Well, no. It's unfair that you're going, not the third time I don't like it so much.
I think that's totally fair. You've never gotten tired of a movie on a rewatch?
Sure. Yes.
Well, then
but don't blame the movie for that.
Who else am I supposed
to blame? The
movie
is saying you need to watch us three times and then you can judge us.
If I can't blame the movie, there's no one else to blame. Finally, negative 50% of all the points if this is the movie Stonewall.
No.
This is not the movie Stonewall.
Not the movie Stonewall,
so
we're good.
We'll not lose 50% of its points.
All right, that's it. We're done.
Do you remember this question? She doesn't remember that you asked this question.
It was a different movie last time, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So now that we've been through it all, do you still think it's somewhere in the top 50?
I'm thinking maybe no.
Okay.
not based on the points that we've given, no.
Okay.
All right. I will tell you exactly how it did. Out of a total possible 2,666 evil, 0.38 points, Glass Onion has scored 1,520.71, giving a percentage of 57.03, Aww. Making it the 114th gayest movie ever. Not as gay as Beau Travail, which is a travesty. That's this low, but gayer than Gremlins.
Okay.
We gotta do this. We have to do this over.
Hey, you're gayer than Gremlins. People love being gayer than Gremlins.
I think that's true.
But that's it. We're done.
We did it.
How do you guys feel?
How do you feel?
Relieved, exhausted, exhilarated?
A little of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of those things.
I want to go watch the first movie.
Go watch Knives Out.
Knives Out is great. Okay. You should definitely check that one out.
I will. And then I'm going to go find that other one. What was that called? Fox and the something?
Fox and his friends. I would love to hear Angie's thoughts on Fox and his friends.
I'll get back to you on that one.
Please do. Maybe send us an email. We'll read it on the show.
Not a problem.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll write it down.
Was that on your list? Have people done that yet?
We have done that.
We have done that.
Okay. Yeah. You just like to hear our feedback.
Of course.
Or maybe we'll come up with a listener question.
Please. Perfect. We would love that.
But wait a minute. So you have the wheel, but you don't have a list of what's on the wheel already. So like... people can, you do?
Oh, no, you do. Agreeing with you. I'm nodding. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Oh, you
yes,
don't.
Sorry.
So, we could send you a question and you would say it's already on the wheel.
This is true.
That could happen.
Oh, I was just curious.
Sure, sure.
I guess people have been asking for us to share all the data we have.
Okay.
On all the movies
that is
and
our
all
power.
The categories.
Did we give that that's away?
Our, yeah, we can't give away our power.
Well, the website or the site that had a list of all your movies, and I can't think of what it was called. Is it maybe Leaderboard? Is that? I forget.
Oh, do you have it, Mark? Do you have it up on
Letterboxd?
Letterboxd.
That's it.
It's on Letterboxd. Yes.
But you also have a little comment about each movie, like
those
what
Mark's
and
comments,
the category. Yes.
From what category it's in. So that was very fun to read. Yeah, I liked that.
Oh, that's fun. What were there any movies on there? What were some of the movies you're like, oh, I would have liked to have done that one?
That's where I said there was Die Hard.
Die Hard, sure. Maybe another Bruce Willis next time.
He won't be doing any more movies. So.
No, but there's still Bruce Willis movies we haven't come
across.
Are
there? Okay.
He's done a lot of movies. Yeah.
He has.
Very prolific.
Are we going to be asked back?
Of course.
Of course. Your fan favorite.
Unless you don't. Are you saying you prefer not?
Is your fee raised?
I'm going to go out and get some good movies.
Okay.
For the next time.
We're going to get somewhere to go,
now we got something to talk about.
Something in the top 10.
Yeah. Start watching old John Waters movies. Here we go.
Please, we would love that. Fred Nutt's with a good
movies,
time.
So
you should have seen, let's tell him about Tommy. Are we off?
No.
We're on, but go ahead.
I was going to tell you about Tommy's Closet.
Who's Tommy or what is Tommy's closet?
Well, Tommy had a whole array of every leather thing you could possibly have.
Our brother.
And I went in his closet one time and get something. I don't know what the hell it was. And I was like, well, I'll be.
You learn something.
People can surprise you.
And Gene grew up a little that day.
Oh, God. He had a collection.
So Tommy's the drag queen you're talking about.
He was a great drag queen too. But
yeah.
What was his name? Do you know his drag name? Or do you have one?
Pansy.
No.
I think he was called Pansy.
Yeah, I guess that was it. Yeah.
Yep.
Did you ever see him perform?
No.
No, we didn't. We saw pictures, but we never saw him in person.
I saw him at a few parades.
Oh, did you?
That's what I saw a picture of him in a parade.
Yeah.
But I got to see one of Danny's friends when we went to visit him on Fire Island. It was a young man. I got to watch him get ready.
Yeah.
It was like...
How fun.
It was an awesome thing to do. Oh my God, he was beautiful.
That's great.
I didn't get to see him eventually perform, but yeah.
And guess where Josh got a job this summer?
Where?
At the Paradise Hotel in Asbury.
Perfect. He did.
Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is. What's that?
That's the big gay bar in Asbury.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they have a pool. But you can go there for the afternoon if you want to go to the pool. I mean, it's pretty cool.
That's a great spot. That's a great job.
It is. It's fun.
That's where my hairdresser used to bartend.
He's just going to do, what do you call it? Check IDs.
Hits keep coming. Yeah.
I think it's a fun job.
It's a great job.
Totally.
At a gay bar, there's not going to be a lot of fighting.
No.
Mostly mincing.
Yes. Some drinks thrown in faces, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's typical. Well,
all right.
Pudi and Gene, what a treat to have you.
Such a delight.
It's so nice
always
to see
a
both
lovely
of you.
Time. So nice. Is there anything you like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
Wow. I just want to come back with a different movie.
Okay. And Gene's in charge next time.
I want to do that.
Okay. I'm just going to say Aunt Jean is finally going to retire. And then we're going to go out on the road.
Maybe.
Oh, there you go.
How exciting.
Yeah, we're going to come out to California. So.
Okay.
So like in an RV kind of thing?
No,
want to book my mom and my aunts at your club?
Do you have a club?
No, I said if someone wants to book the two of you at their club.
Oh, God.
I'd watch this nightclub act. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much. Always a delight to see you guys.
Thank you guys. Yes,
thank you.
You can follow us at Twitter and Instagram at Two Old Queens, TW Old Queens, and follow me on the aforementioned Letterbox, or you can where I maintain all the current list of movies.
Yeah, so you can email us at Two Old Queens, TWO Old Queens at gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Again, if you want to book my mom and my aunt at your next club or party, let us know. They're open for bookings.
Yes, and we also got a Patreon. You can follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/twooldqueens, where you get twice the episodes a month.
Yes, and finally, we got some merch. If you go to TeePublic and search for Two Old Queens, there's a lot of fun stuff you can buy for yourself and your loved ones, and a percentage of all the profits goes to the Okra Project. So you're not just buying merch, you're helping people out.
And don't you want to say something about this new project?
Oh, yes, and I have a new podcast. It's called The Celebration Celebration. My friend Eric Bernat and I, who are lifelong Madonna fans, we are very excited to be seeing her new Celebration tour. So our podcast is just going through all of her tours. So if you want to listen to some middle-aged gay men talk about Madonna, and who doesn't, get enough of that in their life, check out The Celebration Celebration.
And that's it. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Hey, all right.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Conrad Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Goodbye. We didn't get that right.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.